George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, John Ashcroft, George Tenet, and Robert Mueller represent the public face of the administration's war on terror. But the brain trust behind the counterterrorism campaign is based in the Office of Legal Policy at the Department of Justice. As head of that office, Viet Dinh was the chief architect of the Patriot Act, the legislation that greatly expands the power and authority of law enforcement agencies to track down and prosecute terror suspects. At the end of this week, Viet Dinh is stepping down. His tenure at the Justice Department has been marked by a heated national debate over the balance between civil liberties and national security. Dinh believes the Patriot Act got that balance right.
We are very comfortable that the careful work done by the administration and the Congress that resulted in near unanimous passage of the USA Patriot Act not only has been an invaluable, essential tool in our war against terror, but also safeguard the privacy and civil liberties of law-abiding Americans. The USA Patriot Act simply extended the law to keep pace with the change in technology.
But in extending or updating those laws, the Patriot Act butts up against specific protections in the Constitution. The First Amendment, free speech, the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches, the Fifth Amendment, rights against self-incrimination, and the Sixth Amendment, due process.
The Bill of Rights is fully applicable to the world after 9/11, and nothing in the USA Patriot Act raises any constitutional concerns. That is because the same level of judicial authorization and protection and supervision exists as it did prior to its passage. Each and every single provision of the USA Patriot Act was not only carefully vetted by the administration, but also carefully considered by the Senate and the House in its near unanimous passage.
You say that the act was carefully considered by Congress. It was also rather quickly considered by Congress. Many of the lawmakers who voted for the provision said they barely had a chance to read the document. Should this have been a much more deliberative process?
I do think that even though the USA Patriot Act was passed with dispatch, it was a very deliberate process. I liken the ordinary legislative process, reading a page of a novel a day over 100 days, versus sitting down in one reading and carefully reading 100 pages. One gets much more out of the second process, and that's the same process we saw after 9/11.
Some look at your support specifically of government detention and interrogation of non-citizens and immigrants and are somewhat flummoxed by this, specifically because of your background. Your father, as I understand, was held as a political prisoner in Vietnam. And when you arrived in this country, your family had refugee status. Many look at that and scratch their heads and wonder why you would support these policies.
I have, and my family have, experienced government that does not work because of the chaos of war or because of the repression of totalitarian communism. And rather than being flummoxed by my participation, I would rather hope that those in the refugee community, those in the immigrant community, would be encouraged to trust that we can, we are, and we will win this fight against terror while not sacrificing the constitutional rights and civil liberties that we all hold so dear.
When we talk about safeguarding the liberty and the safety of all Americans, we find ourselves at a time where we're living once again under a heightened alert. Where does the Justice Department go from here? The Patriot II proposal found its way to the media, and in that proposal, there was a discussion about further expanding the authority of the Justice Department. Is that a step in the right direction?
The recent events in Saudi Arabia, in Morocco, and elsewhere around the world remind us that the threat of Al-Qaeda, the threat of terrorism, is constant, and it is real. And even as we improve the way we do our job, the terrorists are also seeking ways in order to improve how they do theirs. That is why, while there have been no specific proposals that the president has approved and forwarded to Congress, we're always constantly deliberating, debating, and considering proposals to better safeguard the American people and protect the American homeland.
All right. Well, Mr. Dinh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Viet Dinh, Assistant Attorney General for Legal Policy, he leaves the Justice Department this weekend and returns to teaching at Georgetown Law School.